New York has been a very special place for GEICO.
GEICO President and CEO Tony Nicely admitted his company is not the top auto insurer in Western New York, but they intend to change that. In the meantime, GEICO is furthering its commitment to Western New York's workforce by creating 600 new jobs, ranging from claims to sales to service. Nicely says while there was some consideration about options elsewhere, it was clear their best choice was to stay local.
Yeah, but there'd be a lot of other costs going some other place. And sort of a unknown. Here we have a known. We have great higher learning institutions around here. The education level is above average. We think the work ethic is above average.
GEICO is receiving $4 million in state incentives, but both Nicely and Governor Andrew Cuomo say that was not the deciding factor. Cuomo used the occasion to again tout the Buffalo Billion and defend the use of public spending to boost private business growth. He told reporters New York lawmakers have had to finally wake up and realize they need to compete directly with other states for precious jobs.
This is the experience all across the state. This is New York City. This is Long Island. This is anywhere USA. States are in competition for jobs, and they've gotten very sophisticated at the competition.
Cuomo likens the state's investment in upstate New York to the jumper cables that restart a dead battery, and he again said it's creating a positive synergy that has taken the place of many years of negative feelings about Western and upstate New York. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.